السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surat An-Nisa, inshallah, from ayah number 143 to ayah number 147. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses, and then inshallah, we will move on to our theory and then the analysis of these verses. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start reciting from ayah number 143. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. So inshallah, that is the lesson starting from ayah number 143 to ayah number 147. Now inshallah, for the theory, we are continuing the topic of nabr. So we're going to move on to the fifth case of nabr. And then inshallah, we'll do a quick review of the other cases of nabr. And then in the next class, we will move on to the next topic. So the fifth case of nabr in the Quran is going to be in three specific parts of the Quran. So there are only three words in the Quran that are going to use this type of nabr. And you can open up the Quran to these ayahs and mark these words. In my Quran, I have them highlighted. There are only three places in the Quran. Okay? So only in these three places are you going to use this fifth circumstance of nabr. So what is this case of nabr? So this one is related a little bit with grammar. So inshallah, I'll try to explain. If you don't understand the grammatical aspect of it, it's fine. I will tell you where these appear and you can highlight it. So you will always remember that there is supposed to be nabr here. So even if you don't remember the exact circumstance or you don't understand it fully, that is okay. I will inshallah try to explain. But even if not, as long as you mark it in your Quran and you read it properly, it's not that important to know the actual reason why. So the reason why we have this specific case of nabr is because there are words in these ayahs, there are three words in three different ayahs that are all past tense verbs in the dual form. Okay, so these are past tense verbs and they are in the dual form, meaning that there are two subjects, there are two people doing this verb, doing this past tense verb. Now, anytime we have a past tense verb that is dual, we are going to add an alif. So at the end of the word, you're going to see that there is an alif that is indicating that there are two subjects. So anytime you have a past tense verb that is dual, you will find that there is an alif at the end of the verb. Now, whenever we have an alif, we are going to pull this for two counts. And two counts is how you know that there is an alif added here. It is how you know that it is going to be dual form. So in these three words, we are going to see that it is past tense, it is a verb, and there is alif at the end. But the next letter starts with a sukun. So anytime a letter starts with sukun, you have to connect it to the letter that comes before. And the letter that comes before is alif med. Now, if you're connecting the alif med to the sukun, then you are dropping the alif. So for example, I'll give you the first one. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22. The word used here is dhaqa. Dhaqa is the past tense verb for they too ate. And this is referring here to Adam and Hawa. Both of them ate from the tree. So the word used here is dhaqa. Both of them ate from the tree. Two people ate from the tree. And here you see that there is an alif at the end to make it a past tense dual form verb. Dhaqa. Two people ate from the tree. Now, how do we say tree in Arabic? The next part of this ayah is ash-shajara. Ash-shajara. Now, when you read this together separately, it's dhaqa. Ash-shajara. Dhaqa is to count. Ash-shajara has a sukun on the sheen. Now, if we read this together, it will be read as dhaqa ash-shajara. Dhaqa ash-shajara. Now, you don't hear that alif at the end of dhaqa. You are supposed to make this to count mad. Dhaqa. But because you are connecting it, now it is not a to count mad. Now you have dropped the alif. Dhaqa ash-shajara. Now, for anyone who is listening, they don't know that this was supposed to be a dual form. If I hear someone say in Arabic, dhaqa ash-shajara, I assume he's saying he ate from the tree. Singular person, he ate from the tree, or one person ate from that tree. But in reality, it is dhaqa. It is a two count dual form. So when I connect these together, I drop the alif, dhaqa ash-shajara. So I have to add something to indicate that there is an alif here that we have dropped. We have to say that there is an alif here that made it dual form. And we want the listener to know that this is a double form of the verb and it is not a male singular. As opposed to just hearing dhaqa ash-shajara, people would assume that it is he ate from the tree. Singular form. So we have to make sure that people know that there are two people eating from this tree. So in order to do that, the alif that we dropped, we are replacing it with nabr to make it clear that there is something that used to be here and that there used to be a dual form alif here that we have dropped, but we are still making it double form. So we are adding this nabr here. I'm going to now give you the three examples. You can write them down, inshallah, and then after class, you can go in your Quran and mark these ayahs in these surahs. Okay, and in my Quran, I have the alif highlighted, and I have on the side or on the bottom, you can write nabr with pencil. And this is going to help you remember these three instances. So again, even if you don't remember dual form, singular form, alif, if you don't remember that, it's fine. As long as you have these three areas marked and you have it clearly written that there is nabr here and you apply this nabr, then in that case, it doesn't matter if you remember the rules or not. So even if you don't remember why you're doing nabr, as long as you're doing the nabr, there is no sin upon you. Of course, it is good to understand the actual cause. It is good to even try to understand a little bit of the grammar as well. But if you find it difficult, again, there is no pressure. Inshallah, try to do as much as you can. Try to remember as much as you can. But again, the goal of grammar is application and not completely the understanding of theory. So even if you apply it, inshallah, you won't have any sin. But just make sure that these three areas are clearly marked. So now, inshallah, I'll go ahead and let you know where in the Quran we find these three areas. The first one is one that we have already done. This is in Surah Al-A'raf.
Okay, Surah Al-A'raf,
ayah number 22. Okay, so the first case is going to be Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22. And Surah Al-A'raf is the seventh surah in the Quran. And in ayah number 22, the exact specific part is going to be this phrase, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Okay, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. In ayah number 22 of Surah Al-A'raf, we have the word ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Now you see that there is an alif in ذَاقَ. In my Quran, I have the alif highlighted to signify that this is what we are doing nabr on. And underneath, I have written nabr. So when we read this case with nabr, I'm going to raise the voice just a little bit. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Now you hear I'm raising the voice a little bit on the qaf. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Now you raise the voice a little bit, apply a little bit of pressure, and this is going to show you here that it is going to be nabr, that there is an alif here that we have dropped, and it used to be dual form. Okay, so this is the first case, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. This is the phrase. Now the second phrase is in Surah Al-Yusuf, ayah number 25. Okay, Surah Al-Yusuf is the 12th surah of the Quran. Surah Yusuf is the 12th surah of the Quran. And the case here is in ayah number 25. Surah Yusuf, ayah number 25. And the phrase is وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Okay, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Here, this is the story of Yusuf and the wife of the Aziz. And this is when they were both running to the door. Okay, so it's not one person running, it's two people running. And we have the phrase used, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. وَاسْتَبَقَ meaning they too run, الْبَابِ to the door. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Now here I dropped the alif for dual form, and right now it sounds like only one person ran to the door. But in fact, there were two people. It was Yusuf and the wife of the Aziz. Both of them were running to the door. So here to signify the duality form, I'm going to raise the voice just a little bit on the qaf. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. So you hear I'm raising the voice just a little bit on the qaf, and this is proving that it is in dual form because I have dropped the alif and I have to apply nabr in order to balance that out. So this is the second case, Surah Yusuf, ayah number 25, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. The first case was Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 22, ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. The second case is Surah Yusuf, ayah 25, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. And then the last case is going to be Surah Naml. Okay, and this is Surah Naml, ayah number 15. And Surah Naml is the 27th surah of the Quran. And on ayah number 15, the phrase which has this nabr is وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَقَالَ, this is dual form, meaning two people. Two people said Alhamdulillah. And here the two people that is being referred to is Dawood and his son Sulaiman. So Allah says in this ayah that he has granted them a lot of blessings, and both Dawood and Sulaiman say Alhamdulillah for the blessings that Allah has given them. Okay, so this is the context of the ayah. There are two people, Dawood and Sulaiman. Both of them are saying Alhamdulillah. So here this is a dual form of waqala. Okay, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So you hear I raise the voice just a little bit on the alif. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So raise the voice, a little bit of pressure is applied here on the alif to signify that it is dual form. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So here this is Surah Naml, ayah number 15. So these are the three cases. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. Them two ate from the tree. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ, the both of them ran to the door. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, both of them said Alhamdulillah. So these are the three cases, Surah A'raf, ayah 22, Surah Yusuf, ayah 25, and Surah Naml, ayah number 15. So inshallah, we're going to stop here, and in the next class, we will do a review of all of these topics of nabr, inshallah, before we move on. And right now, we're just going to go back to our verses and do a little bit of analysis Before we end the class. So here, starting from ayah number 143, مُذَبَذَبِين, but here is going to have قَلْقَلَ, بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, لَا, this is a four-count med, إِلَا, this is a two-count med, ha, this is a four-count med, la is a two-count med. And here you're going to see a lot of two and four-count meds, so we're going to make sure that we are doing them the correct amount of time and that all of them are consistently the same amount of time. Wala, this is a four-count med. Ila, this is two counts. Ha is a four-count med. La is going to be a four-count med. La ila ha ula'i. Both of these are four counts. Wala ila, four and two. Ha ula'i, this is going to be four and four. So make sure, inshallah, that all of these mudud are consistent. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ, ضَاد is heavy, name of Allah here is light. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا, we end here on a two count, مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, this is going to be a four count mad in يَا أَيُّهَا. لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ, this is a four count mad. مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Hamza here is going to have jahar. أَتُرِيدُونَ, Ra is going to be light. أَنْتَ جَعَلُوا, Jim is going to have قَلْقَلَ. لِلَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا, Ta is going to be heavy. مُبِينَ, we end here on a two count. مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, قَاف is going to be heavy. فِي الدَّرْكِ, دَال is going to be light. Ra is heavy and then كَاف is light. دَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, Ra here is going to be light. مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا, صَاد is going to be heavy, رَا is heavy, and then we end here on a two count, مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأُصْلَحُوا, صَاد is heavy, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. وَاعْتَصَمُوا, عَيْن is going to be with تَوَسُّط from the middle of the throat. صَاد is going to be heavy. بِاللَّهِ, name of Allah is light. وَأَخْلَصُوا, خَاد is heavy, صَاد is heavy. دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, name of Allah is going to be light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, this is a four-count med. مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Hamza is going to have jahar. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهِ, Hamza is going to have jahar. يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ, this is light, name of Allah here. يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجَرًا, Ra is going to be heavy. Jim has قَلْقَلَ. عَظِيمَ, Ra is heavy. Mim is a two-count med. دلعيوت. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ, name of Allah is heavy. بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ, Ra is going to be heavy. وَآمَنْتُمْ, Mim is going to have tawassut. وَكَانُ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is heavy. شَاكِرًا, Ra is going to be heavy. عَلِيمًا, and then we end here on a two count. مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 143 to ayah number 147. And inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from here. And then we will also do a review of the topic of nabr. So alhamdulillah, we completed all five circumstances of nabr. And then we're just going to do a quick review of all of them before moving on to the next topic. Just really quickly for the fifth circumstance, we'll do a really quick review. So the fifth circumstance of nabr that we did today is if there is a past tense dual verb and the word after it starts with sukun. And because we cannot read that med and combine it with sukun at one time, that med does get dropped. And to the listener, it sounds like it is a singular form of the verb, even though it is a dual form, there are two people doing it. So in order to make up for that missed alif, that missed dual form, we are going to apply nabr instead. And this nabr is going to signify that there are two people who are doing this act. So the first case, as we did, was Surat Al-A'raf, ayah number 22, ذَا قَشَّجَرَ, two people ate from the tree. And then here we're just going to apply nabr on the alif. ذَا قَشَّجَرَ, raise the voice a little bit. The second case in Surah Yusuf, ayah number 25, both of them race to the door, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ, and we're going to apply nabr on the alif. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ, raise the voice a little bit to signify that there are two people. And then the last case, Surah Naml, ayah number 15, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and both of them said Alhamdulillah, referring to Dawood and Sulaiman. And then here we're just going to raise the voice again a little bit. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, So raise the voice just a little bit to signify that there are two people who are doing the action. So this is the last case of Nebed. Inshallah, in the next class, we will just do a review of all of them. But inshallah, for today, we will end here for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.